This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Well, hello and welcome to episode 126 of bookcareers.com live. This week, I'm going to talk about the project which was part of the foundation of bookcareers.com and something which launches this week, the bookcareers.com salary survey. Let me start by giving you a little history lesson. It was around June 1995, long before some of you were born, and I was representing the Society of Young Publishers at the London Graduate Careers Fair. I was approached by someone who said they had just been offered a job with a major UK book publisher and didn't know whether to take it because they weren't sure about the salary. In fact, this person had come to the London Graduate Careers Fair in hunt of a job, even though they'd been offered one in book publishing. She told me how much salary she'd been offered, and I was pleasantly surprised for the time because the salary she mentioned was £13,000, which for an entry-level role was higher than average. I reassured her and told her to keep her voice down as others would probably fight her for that role at the salary she mentioned. And she went away confidently, knowing that she was going to be paid well for that job. Now, if you're that person who I had the conversation with, please get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you again. That conversation set a chain of events and got us working on the project under the banner of the Society of Young Publishers. Victoria Tubb, who was then membership secretary of the SYP and worked for a division of Thomson Reuters and had quite a lot of experience conducting market research, took care of the data analysis, whilst I was responsible for the data gathering and everything else, including the blame for anything that could, might go wrong. If we talk about the publishing landscape back then, no one talked about salaries whatsoever. They were a complete mystery. We all knew salaries were ridiculously low, but no one ever spoke about them, nor was any job advertisement advertised with salary or salary bands. Very few job advertisements use the word competitive, and quite a few use the acronym AAE, according to age and experience. So this survey was hugely groundbreaking to bring a discussion about salaries out into the open in an industry which was notoriously underpaying and where pay was a secret handshake was unheard of. Yet despite some of the warnings we had in advance of launching, we carried on. So in 1995, with the support of the Bookseller magazine, the first salary survey was born. Back then, the results showed that young people in book publishing earned well below the national average, were under pressure and undervalued. The average salary for all respondents was £15,500, and the average starting salary was quoted as £12,470. It was this latter figure which caused fury across the industry. There were complaints by publishers across the pages of the Bookseller that this figure was way too high. As I had agreed to take the blame, I was probably the most hated person in the industry. How dare you talk about salaries? But I persisted. We did at least one more salary survey under the name of the SYP, but as Victoria had moved on and also the amount of animosity across the industry the survey had, when I finally stood down as chair, I took the project away with the SYP P's blessing and made it a key part of bookcareers.com. There was also an issue because the SYP committee changes every year and nobody's allowed to stand on the committee for more than 3 years, that it would be very difficult for the SYP to carry on with a survey of this size and importance and give it the kind of validation, the ongoing work that was needed. So let's talk about where we are today. The bookcareers.com salary survey is now widely respected and used across the industry. Instead of publishers fearing it, it is used in company benchmarking, and I regularly get emails asking me when the next one is due, as we run it periodically. The periodic gaps are due to two things. The first is that it's a huge undertaking. If you paid externally for this kind of survey, it would easily cost you over £25,000 to run. We managed to keep the costs under control by using professional market research software and doing everything ourselves. This survey is not funded, and we cover some of our costs by selling the full report of statistics to publishers and providing them with salary benchmarking data. So please, can you pester your employer to buy a copy of the full report, because it really does fund this survey going forward. A couple of times, Book Marketing Limited verified the survey and was satisfied with how we conducted it. I still use exactly the same methods, and the software does most of the work, so there is very little room for error. The second point, it's a huge questionnaire, over 50 questions. If we ran this survey every year, we're not sure that the take-up would be as high as it is, as it would take you approximately 15 to 20 minutes to complete. When I speak to those who complete market research, they are full of admiration of how you, the individuals who work in book publishing, respond to this service. So it's been periodic. We've run it, well, I can't remember the years exactly, but I think it's 1995, 96, 97, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2004, 2008, 2013, 2017, and to now 2021. I've always said the salary survey will be the death of me, and in 2008 it nearly was, when I ended up in hospital fighting for my life 2 weeks after the data gathering had launched, which is why there was such a long gap in the results for 2008 being published and between us doing another survey in 2013. After this year, the next survey, and I really can't believe I'm saying this, is likely to be in 2025. Every salary survey is a journey. It starts like today with me all excited and, oh, isn't this such fun? And I'm really enjoying it. But there is a little bit of apprehension about what is to come. Then there is a turning point where it becomes the bloody salary survey. And I swear I will never, ever do one again, and if I ever say I will do another salary survey, please bring me to my senses. And then the results are published and I start to fall in love with it again. So this year, look out for competition, as we're going to ask you to predict the exact date this year's Book Careers salary survey becomes the bloody salary survey. I've penciled in a date in my diary where I think it will happen. Well, what do you think? Look at our Twitter feed at Book Careers and you could win some bookshop vouchers. As regards the survey, we've tried a couple of variations. Like 1 year, we included freelancers and booksellers, but the difficulty was what we were really looking at was three different points of information. And studying salaried staff in book publishing is a big enough challenge, particularly as the NUJ and CIEP keep good records of mostly editorial freelance rates, and a lot of bookselling salaries are on a similar pay scale to retail. I'd like to be in a position to look at the freelance rates again, but I think at this moment in time I have enough to contend with. Each time we run the survey, we review the questions. We started by introducing ethnicity in around 2008, and in 2013 we dropped the question about marital status, as whatever way we analysed the figures, being married or not, or cohabiting, it played no part in a person's salary or indeed how many unpaid work overtime they did in a week. This time, I'm grateful to Aki Schultz from the Literary Consultancy, Catherine Berriton from the NUJ Book Branch, Nancy Roberts from Umbrella Data, and Nick Coveney and all at Pride in Publishing for their input. Now to some of the questions and what we look at. Obviously, you're going to complete the survey, but I want to give you a bit of background to a few of the questions. We ask all the obvious things: gender, age, length of time in the industry, length of time in your job, your level of education, if you have student debt, and if so, how much, if you completed a master's in publishing, the size of the company you work for, the location of the company, and the salary that you are paid, and your job title. This time, we've added in questions about whether you were furloughed at any point, how much a commute might be if you're remote working, and what the long-term prospect is of you remote working. Are you going back into the office for 5 days a week, or are you going to be allowed to work from home, and if so, for how many days? Every survey we see job titles evolving, and I often get questioned about the check boxes once you've entered your job title, where we ask about whether you're doing a few key publishing skills across departments. For example, if you're in rights, you can tick boxes about things like whether you manage permissions, negotiate contracts, sell rights internationally, sell serial rights, etc. I've had comments at times that these skills are outdated, that they don't represent all the departments and everything you do. But these skill boxes aren't there for the purpose you might think. These skill boxes are there for us to dig down deeper when it comes to any anomalies or benchmarking. Like, for instance, the lowest rights assistant could be being paid £22,000, and the highest rights assistant could be being paid, for instance, £32,000. Very nice, I must say. These skill boxes enable us to see that the lowest paid rights assistant is only working on permissions, and the highest paid is doing everything that someone senior might do. They're also helpful if we're looking at new job titles or job titles with only one response. We can see whether people are doing the same job as someone else. For example, a senior editorial publishing assistant might be on the same salary as a publishing assistant and doing exactly the same key functions. In this survey, we're also looking at your views of your employer's diversity and inclusion policy, what you think is good and what you think can be improved. Other questions include, honestly, do you think you are underpaid for the work you do? Now, you might laugh, but since we introduced this question in 2013, we have gained some meaningful data which we've shared with the industry. If you're keen to know what previous data we've shared, you'll need to look it up, because I don't want to indirectly influence any responses. But over the years, other answers have helped considerably raise things like the entry-level salary. They've allowed people across the industry to have meaningful pay discussions when either accepting a new job or at a salary review. And it also demonstrates to publishers that salary does matter. And throughout the survey, there are also lots of opportunities for you to give your frank and honest views about what is happening in your job and your employer right now. As to your data and how it is used, I want to let everyone who is new to this survey know and reassure everyone who is an old friend that I really value the trust that you put in me and the information that you share. We go out of our way to protect your anonymity. The only two people who will see raw data is myself and perhaps Vanita Patel, who has signed a confidentiality agreement. We do not share raw, unedited data with anyone, no matter what the circumstance. If you write in any of the comments anything which might be identifying, it will be edited. We do not tie these comments to any individual answer, nor can they be worked back to an individual salary response. I spend ages going through the comments and editing them so that they are anonymous. As you can imagine, I've had lots of practice doing this now, so even if you name your employer or you mention something which could be really identifying, then you can be sure it will be edited. Everything is data analysed and anonymised. If you've given us your email address, it is purely for validation purposes. It's not published anywhere nor used in any way in the results, and we will not tell anyone you've shared your data with us. By giving us your email address, validation means that if there's a query, I can come back to you. And also, we choose a number of forms at random to verify your details are accurate. It also means you'll know when the results are due to be published. Currently, that's scheduled for Wednesday, the 7th of September, though this might change. Who can participate in the survey? The survey is open to you if you work in a salaried role for a UK and Ireland book and journal publisher or literary agency. Whether it's a fixed term contract of 6 months or more, an internship of 6 months or more, an apprenticeship of 6 months or more, or a permanent role. You can also participate if you're in those kind of contracts and working for a UK-based publishing services company who produce work for UK and Ireland book publishers or literary agents. The details are on the top of the survey about who exactly is able to participate. The Book Careers Salary Survey should be launched today, Monday the 7th of June 2021, and is currently scheduled to go live at 12 noon, barring any last minute disasters. You have until 2300 hours on Friday, the 29th of July 2021, to complete the form. As I said, it should take you approximately 15 to 20 minutes, but we only ask you to do this every few years, so please take the time and feel confident your data will make an impact in the industry. Also, encourage your colleagues to participate too. Go to bookcareers.com/salary-survey for the latest updates and to complete the survey. You can follow the discussion across social media using the hashtag SSBooks21. And my email, as always, is suzanne@bookcareers.com.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter @BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.